Christina Rogers, the fine writer from the Detroit News. Christina, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Tony.
In yesterday's Detroit News top fold page one story titled Saturn Pontiac Owners Reject GM, I started reading through that story, and it was kind of stunning to me because, as you know as well as anyone, Christina, automakers want to get you for life. And to think that these automakers, you know, Saturn and Pontiac's gone, but GM was hoping, I'm sure, to keep them, and they didn't, that's really surprising.
Well, I mean, I think as one of the analysts points out in the story, they did expect to lose some folks when they cut these brands. I mean, these brands fulfilled a very kind of niche space in their portfolio, especially Saturn. And, you know, it's been tough for them to transfer their loyalty to some of the remaining brands. That said, though, you know, the company is looking to be more profitable with fewer brands. And analysts say that, you know, that's a much better route for them. They can spend more by having fewer brands. They can spend more marketing resources, more engineering resources on those four remaining brands, which are Chevrolet, GMC, Cadillac, and Buick. And so far, that's actually worked out well for them. Their market share is up. Their sales are up. And, you know, even brands like Chevrolet are conquesting other customers from other brands. So it's kind of been, you know, a benefit for them.
What did those customers go out and buy since they couldn't buy a Saturn or a Pontiac?
Well, if you look at Saturn, I mean, Saturn was established as a competitor to the Japanese automakers. So it kind of has that feel. Originally did a lot of small cars, so you see a lot of those buyers gravitating to Toyota and Honda and Nissan. At Pontiac, some folks are going over to Ford. However, I will say that Chevrolet has been able to retain many of those Pontiac and Saturn customers. I think for Saturn, GM has been successful at retaining about a fourth. And Pontiac has been about a third. And most of them are going to Chevrolet.
Well, even though, as your story reads, the retention rate isn't as high as they'd like it to be, far below the 55% retention rate for GM Chevrolet brand, there are some interesting incentives for not only Saturn and Pontiac owners, but also Hummer owners.
Yes, yes. They've been offering $1,000 cash for these customers that trade in their vehicles for another GM product. Dealers, too, are sweetening the pot here. You know, they're offering, you know, free oil change, free services, and in some cases, their own cash incentives to lure these customers in. So, I mean, it is important to them, especially the dealers. The dealers are really making an effort to connect with these customers, to invite them in. They're holding welcome events. They're holding test drives. I mean, they're trying to show them that there is a choice out there for some of these customers in the product lineup that GM has.
Christina, your story says that Ford was able to hold Mercury owners. How did they do that?
I mean, Ford was in a little bit different situation here. I mean, the reason that they decided to eliminate Mercury is because it was just too similar. You know, there was a lot of overlap. So naturally, Mercury buyers are gravitating to Ford products. Most of them are gravitating to Ford and not Lincoln. So Ford was a little bit different situation. GM for Pontiac, Saturn, and Hummer, those are real unique brands with a very unique brand images. Whereas Mercury, there was a lot of overlap between the products Ford already had in the market.
All right, Christina Rogers is the fine writer for the Detroit News. Christina, what are you working on now?
Well, we're about to head into contract talks this summer. So between the UAW and the Big Three, it's going to be a very busy summer. It's going to be a very interesting set of negotiations. There's been a lot of change in the last few years. The companies are all profitable again, but you know, for GM and Chrysler, they can't strike. There is a no strike clause that was negotiated in as part of the bankruptcy. So we're going to be busy, and you can keep reading us at the Detroit News. So.
Do you think the negotiations will be friendly? Do you think that they will take the normal amount of time, or do you think they're going to be tough and that the UAW will be asking for more since there has been some success from the Big Three?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's hard to say. You know, it seems that the UAW leadership has, especially Bob King, who is the president of the UAW, he has, you know, he's been talking to the companies. I know he meets regularly with many of their executives. And, you know, I think the UAW is in a bit of a tough spot. They can't ask for too much because, you know, some of those long-term fixed costs are what drove the company into, you know, into a financial conundrum here. So, but the rank and file, they are going to be asking. They want to see, you know, they want to see their piece of the pie. So it's going to be a fine line that UAW leadership is going to have to walk here. The companies, on the other hand, you know, they're going to be looking for ways to reward workers without building in long-term fixed costs, and that could take the form of performance bonuses or more incentive pay, like the salaried workers have. So. It's going to be an interesting summer.
I'm Christina Rogers with the Detroit News. Go to detnews.com, and you can pull up all of her great stories. Thanks so much, Christina.
Thank you, Tony.